USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Although a tropical storm, Florence continues to be felt, especially by the hundreds of thousands of people who are without power. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper expects it to get worse, not better.
We have about 650,000 North Carolinians without power, and the utility companies tell us that this number will keep rising, and they think it could be anywhere from 1 million to 2.5 million people that could eventually lose power.
And South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
We're not going to have electricity in large parts of the state for maybe days and maybe even weeks.
At least five people have been killed by the storm in North Carolina, including a mother and an infant, when a tree fell onto their home in Wilmington. Police say the father was taken to a nearby hospital. Rescue efforts across the eastern seaboard are continuing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accusing former Secretary of State John Kerry of undermining U.S. policy in Iran.
What Secretary Kerry has done is unseemly and unprecedented.
Pompeo criticizing Kerry for engaging with, quote, the world's largest state sponsor of terror and telling Iran to, quote, wait out this administration. Kerry helped put together the Iran nuclear deal that Trump withdrew from back in May. President Trump on Thursday had accused Kerry of holding illegal meetings with the Iranian government. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey plans to make sure residents of three communities north of Boston are told what caused Thursday's string of gas explosions that left one person dead, set homes on fire, and forced evacuations.
Oftentimes, a tendency when there are accidents like this for a company to huddle down to try to protect their shareholders when their one goal should be just to protect the people who they are serving.
Hundreds of gas technicians are checking out the situation to make sure it's safe to restore gas service. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Paul Manafort pleads guilty to two federal crimes and agrees to cooperate with prosecutors, a dramatic turnaround for the former Trump campaign chairman, who now becomes a powerful asset for special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Manafort's attorney, Kevin Downing.
A tough day for Mr. Manafort, but he's accepted responsibility, and he wanted to make sure that his family was able to remain safe and live a good life.
Manafort becomes the fifth associate of President Trump's to plead guilty in connection to the special counsel's probe, which is examining, among other things, any potential coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign. CNN reports he also admits to all the other crimes Mueller accused him of since last October, from money laundering and bank fraud to foreign lobbying violations related to his work for pro-Russian Ukrainians. Those charges will be dropped if he completely complies with the cooperation agreement. Following his decisive win over Section the City actress Cynthia Nixon Thursday in the New York Democratic primary, Governor Andrew Cuomo says voters renominated him because they benefited from his work.
And you know what we have done in New York? We have provided real solutions in their lives. Actual results for people.
California Governor Jerry Brown wants to develop a satellite to help battle climate change. He's announced a state initiative to develop a satellite that can track climate pollutants with greater precision than other climate pollutants that linger in the atmosphere, trapping in heat and warming of the Earth's surface. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.